I am literally one of one, and that's a fact, not an opinion.
You are now listening to Virgo Chronicles with Shauna J.
Thank you, everybody, for tuning in to Virgo Chronicles. You guys know that I make it very clear. I don't like to record unless it feels natural, unless everything's just flowing easily for me. And tonight, I just kind of feel like recording. I felt like opening up and talking to you guys, giving you some updates. I'm super proud of myself, number one, because I feel like there were so many odds against me, and I've been persevering. I've been working through my emotions. I've been allowing myself to just be vulnerable and transparent for the past couple of months even. And it's definitely made a tremendous difference in my energy level. I'm really, really happy. I know that's hard. It's hard for a lot of people to do what I'm doing right now. So I'm giving myself my flowers while I can. And, you know, I've just been taking my time to do the things that make me happy. No matter what it is, even if it's something super simple, I just take the time these days to do whatever makes me happy, because I'm starting to realize that that's all I need in order to stay in a positive mindset. I'm going on vacation in a couple of weeks, so y'all already know I'm geeked up about that. I'm fiending to go away. You know that euphoric feeling when you just get out of the country? Like, I've been craving that. And I actually had a trip planned a couple of months ago that I had to cancel, which was devastating for me because I really, really wanted to go. And I've been super reluctant because of the pandemic, but I'm finally allowing myself to go and enjoy myself. I'll take all the precautions that need to be, you know, in place. And that's it. That's just on period. I'm going on vacation and I am super excited about it, because when I go on vacation, it's something about it. It's like I just love on myself a little bit extra. Like, y'all know what I'm talking about? And I want that for everybody. Like, it just makes me sad because I just want everyone to love on themselves. And when I feel like there's a person, no matter, even if I'm not fully there, like, I hate when I see other people who are doubting themselves or not at their fullest capacity of confidence or just whatever, because I just want people to love themselves. That's a really big deal for me. And I just feel like regardless of whatever society says or what your mama said or your frenemies, whoever said anything to you that made you feel a little bit less than, like, fuck them, fuck that, do you, be happy, know that you're amazing. I want that for everyone. I really, really do. And I just know that when I go on vacation, usually, and I take that time to reflect, like, I remember I went to Barbados and we had these balconies, like beachfront balconies. And in the morning, I would wake up really, really early and I would write, like, I would just write whatever, whether it be my thoughts, a journal, song lyrics, whatever. Like, I just would write things down, and it was very, very, very therapeutic for me. So I'm just really looking forward to that. Y'all, I've been trying new things. I'm telling you, during these past couple of weeks, I've been doing a lot. It's like, I don't want you guys to think that I've, like, mastered the art of just being positive, because it's not that at all. I've definitely been going through things. I mean, you guys heard it on one of my other podcasts that I recorded recently. I've been going through shit, and I've been having my days where I don't want to get out the bed and where I'm not feeling good. But at the same time, I've been really figuring myself out, and it's just crazy for me. I've been trying a lot of new things, like little things. It doesn't have to be something that's crazy. Like little things like changing up my hair regimen, my skin regimen, finding new hobbies. Just find yourself. That's what's important. Oh my God. Like, I started using this new soap. It's not a new soap, but you guys know Dr. Bronner's peppermint soap. I started using that in the shower, because I was hearing so many things about it. So I started using that, and it feels so good when you get in the shower. That should just feel like, yep, your skin is just really, you know, when you like chew some what kind of gum is it? Winter Fresh gum, and your mouth just feels so cool and menthol-y. That's how your skin feels when you bathe with peppermint soap. Unfortunately, I had a terrible skin reaction to it, so I can't use it. Like, I broke out in rashes. It's terrible, so I can't use it. But that's the type of stuff that I've been doing just to make myself feel better, and that shit is fucking working. So do you, boo. I have new hobbies, I have new regimens, and I love the journey so much. And it's just, it's not bad, because sometimes I do tend to feel like I need someone on that journey, or I would love if someone would, you know, experience these things with me, experience my greatness. And I think that I've gotten so good at it that I don't even really think about that anymore, because I'm like, you know what? That's not important. That's actually pretty minute compared to what you need to be doing. So focus on you, boo-boo. And then worry about all of that stuff later, because I have a really bad track record as far as losing myself in order to make other people happy. Like, that's just something that I do. So I've also been trying to just be content. Like, yeah, you're by yourself, but that's fine. Like, it's okay. Use that time. Be productive and just continue to find out what ultimately makes you happy. And I'm just so in touch with my emotions, like, more than ever. And that has always been something that I've struggled with. So it's a really sensitive time for me, because some days I hate it and then some days I love it. Like, it literally depends on the day. Like, you can speak to some people and they'll say like, oh, but she was just saying that she doesn't like being vulnerable. And then there'll be another day where I'll be fucking crying, because that's just how I felt in that moment. And even though it's inconsistent, it's progress. It shows me that my walls are not brick built sky high anymore. And that's a really big deal for me. Where I'm at right now, I just feel like, yo, whatever you want to do in your life, if you want to start a new project but you're afraid of how people are gonna look at you, start the fucking project. Do what you want to do. If you want to wear a hairstyle that you've never worn before, do that shit. If you want to wear an article of clothing that people have told you doesn't compliment your shape, do that shit. If you just want to fucking be open about who you are, whether you're quirky or weird, whatever, I don't care. It just doesn't matter. Be your fucking self. And I feel like that's a tremendous amount of growth, considering the fact that I used to be one of those shallow types of people who, I don't even want to say I was shallow. It was just learned behavior from being around other people. I've never really truly been shallow, because I'm not, I haven't been raised that way, and that's not my heart. But do what you want to do in life. I'm practicing what I'm preaching, so you can listen to me. Do what you want to do in life. Don't worry about what a nigga got to say. Don't worry about what a bitch got to say. Don't worry about what anyone has to say. It does not matter. If you want to quit your job, all right, let's roll it back. I don't want to get anybody in trouble. If you're in a position where you're able to quit that job that you hate so much, then do it. Do it. If you're feeling oppressed at work, leave. If you're feeling underappreciated, do it. Just do what makes you happy. That's like the ultimate goal. We don't know what life has in store for us. And that's another thing that I've been thinking about so much lately. I'm like, there's no one in this world that walks out of the door and they know that that's going to be their last day. They're going to take their last breath. Or anything. You just don't know what can either take your life or change it drastically. So live your life, whether it be with someone else or by yourself. That's all you have to do. That's the ultimate goal in life. And I'm just ecstatic about the fact that I'm finally realizing that, and I'm taking heed and I'm doing what needs to be done for myself. That's just point blank, period. At some point when I get back from vacation, I'm gonna go on a staycation. Why? Because I deserve that shit. Because I've been working my ass off. Because I've been dealing with things that I thought was too much for me. And I overcame all of that shit, all of those obstacles, all of those emotions that I thought I was unable to handle. I did it. And I feel like I deserve. So guess what? I'm going to treat myself. I'm going to have a staycation. I'm so excited for the staycation, y'all. Like, I can't wait. I can't wait to just be in a nice space by myself. Oh my God. I'm going to get some wine. I might take myself out. I don't know if I want to do a night or a weekend. I'll probably do a weekend. I'm going to take myself out. I'm going to dress up, do my makeup, put on a badass outfit, take some flicks. Hopefully I'll have a jacuzzi tub. If there's a jacuzzi tub in there, I'm getting rose petals the whole nine. Like, let's get romantic, bitch. Like, whole nine. I'm going to get some good food. I'm going to watch YouTube because people who know me know YouTube is my shit. I barely watch TV, but I watch YouTube though. Oh, and I'm starting to get into anime. So I'm telling y'all, like, I can't wait for my little staycation. You got to do what you feel you deserve. And, you know, a lot of people may not understand it, but I understand it. And that's all that matters. Like, I try really hard, actually, to understand other people's thought processes. I just try my best. Like, even if I don't agree with it, I try my best to understand where other people are coming from. I think I'm better at it now than I maybe was a couple of years ago. But right now in my life, 2021, I literally will sit. It could be the most irrational thing. And I will sit down and say, okay, well, let's think of why blank might have did blank, or why blank thought that that was a good idea. Like, I try really, really hard, because you never know what people are going through. You can encounter a person who seems super cocky and confident, and then in the next couple of days they're the complete opposite, if you guys follow. So I just try really hard to understand other people's perspectives, because it's, you know, don't dehumanize anybody just because they're not like you. You know, that's something that I've struggled with. And I'm not a type of person that has a hard time admitting faults or taking accountability for anything that I've done in the past. I'm really not like that. And if anyone ever felt like I wasn't like that, it's because they truly don't know me. Like, I take accountability like a motherfucker. Like, I will sit there and be like, damn, that was fucked up what I did. Or damn, maybe I should have thought a little bit harder about that before I said it. You know what I mean? Like, accountability is a big deal to me. So that's why I make sure I do it in all of my relationships, in all of my situations. Like, I like to take accountability. It feels good to me. So I've been really spending a lot of time just trying to understand other people, even if it's not exactly what I agree with. And I think that all of those things kind of play into your overall personality, your overall well-being, and just ultimate level of happiness. Like, just be a good person, be a good soul. Love on yourself. Allow other people to love on themselves. Don't be judgmental. Just be a good person. And I don't want to talk about this because I know that a lot of people are going to be like, what the fuck are you talking about? But I've been obsessing over, I just started watching anime, right? So I've been obsessing over Goku, and I've been watching the anime called Dragon Ball. So the reason why I've been obsessing over Goku is because I'll try to make you guys understand. So in the anime, he has like this cloud that plays as like a traveling device for him, where he can fly wherever he wants to. But the thing about this cloud is, unless you have a pure heart, you can't ride on it. So mostly everyone else in the show, they can't ride on the cloud, but he can, because his heart is so fucking pure. Like, he has bad thoughts, of course, when he gets upset, but he's not an evil person. Like, he's not a spiteful person. He's not a person that is negative for no reason. And that's one of the things that really made me obsess over the show, because that's what I aspire to be, that way. I don't want to be a person that's very nasty, very spiteful, or even if evil, if you may say. I'd never want to be that way. Like, I know I'm human, so I'm going to have bad thoughts. And I know that I'm going to be upset sometimes, but I never want to have like really negative intentions because that's not my heart. So I've kind of been obsessing over that. And I wish that, oh my God, you guys, I got gas. Like, when I'm taking pauses, it's because I'm like burping and stuff like that. And I don't know why I have gas, but it is what it is. Yeah, I aspire to be that way. I'm not one of those girls that thinks it's cute to have like this attitude. And I used to, and it used to work all the time because unfortunately a lot of guys love that shit. They love that standoffish or I run shit, come chase me type of vibe. And I used to be that way and it's just not worth it. I'm 27 years old. I don't want to pretend to be something that I'm not. And if I could be honest with you guys, I'm just not that. Like, I'm a really positive person. I like to make people feel good. I like when people make me feel good. I like to keep it real 100% of the time. And I like people who appreciate my realness because it's something that's never going to leave me, you know? So just having self-awareness about all of these things has been truly helping me on my self-love journey. I really, really would appreciate it if other people like took the time to figure themselves out, because the more time and effort that you put into yourself, the more beneficial you will be to the people around you that you care about. So just figure yourself out. I guess that's really important. Like, I don't understand why people take that for jokes. Like, your mind is everything to you. You have to be really careful about the type of things that you absorb and the type of things that you exude. Ooh. See, I be spitting. That's what I'm talking about. I didn't even know I was going to say some shit like that. But to sum everything up, I'm proud of you. I'm proud of myself. I just feel like love me or leave me alone.